you guys tell me. I mean, because I've been gone for 2 weeks, and every article that I've seen written, and yeah, I'm talking to you, Ira Kaufman. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Rick Stroud. Every article I've seen written is blaming Raheem. Raheem's wearing too many hats. We need a new defensive coordinator. The coach who? We went into a game against the best offense in football with Corey Lynch, E.J. Biggers, and Myron Lewis playing real roles. Our outside linebacker position right now is manned by Quincy Black, Geno Hayes, and Adam Hayward. So I'm going to ask you again, who are you mad at? Who's underachieving? Who? If we let all of those guys I just named go to free agency, which one of those guys is getting a big deal on the free agent market? Which one of those guys is getting a deal to be the starter somewhere else? So before you jump off your little soft wagon and go to point the finger at Raheem Morris, let's look at the actual facts. Albert Haynesworth has done more in two games to be disruptive than I've seen Gerald McCoy do in 2 years. Let's just be honest. Where's Mark Dominic? Somebody find him for me. This time last year, he was everywhere. He's on Mike and Mike, NFL Live, Yahoo Sports, Pro Football Talk. I mean, is he in witness protection?
What would you ask Mark Dominic if you had one question for him?
I would ask Mark Dominic, why are you not out publicly supporting your head coach? You just going to let Raheem take all this by himself? Don't get it twisted, Tampa. It's already started. You see the articles. Oh, you don't think that thing going to snowball if they go to Tennessee and lose? You see it happening. Where's Dominic? Come out and support your head coach. Come out and be honest. You know what? I haven't done a good job of making this a competitive environment from a talent standpoint. You think you can handle Raheem Morris' job? How do you coach a bunch of 25-year-olds that are not afraid to lose their job? I just told you we got a full roster of guys that can't play. No one's underachieving. And we have nothing behind them that would even remotely create discipline in their execution. Who you don't like Aqib Talib, who you going to put in the game? If you don't like Geno Hayes, you don't like Quincy Black, who you going to put in the game?
Sean, this goes back to the preseason when we said there was no position battles. There is no inter-team competition. There's guys not worried about losing their jobs. None of the starters, at least. That's part of the problem.
There's not one vet in that locker room who a young guy can look to as a how do I be a professional football player. You don't listen to your head coach so much. I'm just telling you, you only listen to your head coach so much.
We said this before the year, Sean.
Now, I'm asking a fair question. Where is Mark Dominic culpable in all of this? He's at the top. He put this roster together. He's the one that says yay and says nay for personnel moves. Oh, but y'all don't want to hear that. You know why? Because Raheem Morris is wearing too many hats. Like, if we had a new defensive coordinator, all of a sudden Quincy Black would become a Pro Bowl weak side linebacker. All of a sudden Corey Lynch would become a legit starting safety. Hold on, my bad. All of a sudden Myron Lewis and E.J. Biggers would become elite man-to-man corners in the National Football League. My bad, people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. My bad. If Raheem Morris had a new coordinator, you know what? Yeah, we'd be great defensively. Get a life.
And what I find interesting about this, Sean, is I know you remember this. Anybody who's been listening to our show knows this. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, right when the beginning of this four-game losing streak started, I think it was probably 2 weeks ago, after two consecutive losses, I said, I listen, I read, just like you do, you could start hearing the rumblings. And I told you to wait and see and look for who was going to start bashing Raheem Morris. I said this. We ran Tony Dungy out of town. Ran John Gruden out of town. If you can run out a Super Bowl winning coach in John Gruden and a top tier coach like Tony Dungy, then I guarantee you that same media in this town will try to run out Raheem Morris if things start going the wrong direction.
And I want to ask you guys again, if you don't think Raheem should be the D coordinator, that should be because we're underachieving on defense. Who is underachieving? Who? We went to Green Bay with Myron Lewis, E.J. Biggers, Corey Lynch, Geno Hayes, and Quincy Black. So you mean, okay, we're going to go get Wade Phillips from Houston. You know what? Those guys will be Pro Bowlers next year. Evan, what's going on?
Hey, Sean, man. Hey, I love your emotion on this, but, you know, I keep going back to that comment that you always make about making lemonade without sugar and lemons, right?
Right.
All right, well, place that same defense because you're throwing it off Raheem and you're putting it on Dominic.
Hold on a second.
You think Dominic has an open checkbook that he can go out and sign all the players? It's not Dominic. It's not Raheem. It's the ownership not giving him talent.
Well, hold on. So he doesn't get any responsibility for Aurelius Ben, Myron Lewis,
Gerald McCoy,
Draft picks, Roy
Miller,
Quincy Black.
He don't get any responsibility for any of those guys.
Yeah. Well, hey, they're in the same war room, right? When they're making drafts, Raheem's right there with Dominic. The bigger problem is the fact that the ownership does not allow Dominic or Raheem to really show what they have or they don't have because they're not spending money on quality talent.
Now, Evan, let me ask you this from a different vantage point right here. If the draft picks that Mark Dominic was responsible for were looking like they were turning into elite talent, then you know what? My full blame would be one step above Mark Dominic. I would be wholeheartedly all on the Glazers. And I would say, you know what? We've not done a good job of giving him resources to go out in free agency and acquire players. But which one of our draft picks are looking like they're about to be elite? And you can't overlook that fact. Who? I mean, even Freeman's regressing this year.
That's correct. But in that war room, does Raheem Morris have zero power? Is he sitting there silent?
Mark Dominic makes the decisions.
Okay. But
that's not a 50-50 thing. Mark Dominic makes the final decision on draft picks.
Fair enough. All I'm saying is from the ownership's perspective, they have given Dominic and Raheem, and Raheem's catching the heat right now, which I don't think is fair, but they've given those guys a tremendous disadvantage by not giving them the talent that will actually show, can Raheem coach, can Dominic be a solid GM?
Hey, Evan, let me jump in real quick, because here's my thing with the Glazers. We don't know, but here's what we do know. We do know that we had a GM this offseason who went out and spent a boatload of cash on a linebacker who has never done squat while he was with the Bucks for 4 or 5 years in Quincy Black. He went out and he spent a significant amount of money on a punter. So to me, that tells me that the Glazers have said, okay, you can go out there and spend some money. Now, I've said last week.
Evan, hold on.
I said last week, when Mark Dominic was brought in, how do you think his interview process went with the Glazers? This is how I imagine it went. They just got rid of a guy like John Gruden who tried to bring in free agent after free agent after free agent that never panned out. Don't you think his interview process went something like this? I want to build this team through the draft, have a young, disciplined, hungry team in the mold of the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise. And you've got the Glazers who just had the John Gruden era pass. They're saying, that's what we want. So now Mark Dominic is in that process. He can't go to the Glazers year two or year three and say, hey, listen, I need to start bringing in these free agents left or right, because he sold them a bill of goods that he could go out there and build through the draft. And right now, if you look at these players they've drafted, they're not getting enough bang for their buck. That's what my problem is. Evan, appreciate the phone call. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Dre, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Dre?
Hey, Sean, you hit it right on the head, man. I'm going to tell you like you said it. The two best players we got on the team is Davin Joseph and Donald Penn.
No doubt about
the
it.
The two dogs that's out of the whole 53-man roster, them the two pit bulls we got on the team. Everybody else straight poodles. So, them two right there alone, you can look at, they play on the field every Sunday. And you could tell just about, you know, who's who and who's going to do what. Like you said, Geno Hayes, pure garbage. Quincy Black, definitely pure garbage. Adam Hayward, definitely pure garbage.
And you know what? But I don't want to call those guys pure garbage, but those guys aren't elite.
Sean, you
got
to call
the
spade a spade, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying if Adam Haywood's on your team, it should be as a special teams guy, emergency fill-in for injury. It shouldn't be as like, okay, he's our starting outside linebacker. That's what my point when I say guys aren't underachieving. Guys are playing to their ability level. I mean, Geno Hayes wasn't a high draft pick.
Seventh rounder.
Is a reason. Gary from St. Pete, what's up?
Hey, man. I think this is an organizational failure from the top, like that other guy said, because you got a GM who is not ready to be a GM. You got a coach who was never even a coordinator. And if you brought an experienced coach in here, the first thing he would say is, I need better players, which means you got to open up that checkbook.
Yeah, but, I mean, Dominic's been around for so long. You can't say he wasn't at a point where he was, at least from a resume standpoint, ready to be a GM. I mean, he's come up from within the bottom of the organization. He's definitely paid his dues. I'm not saying that was a bad hire. I'm saying thus far, when you analyze, you know, the results, they don't grade out well to me.
No, they don't. But some of these guys are in starting positions that, like our middle linebacker,
I don't actually have a problem with Mason Foster. He's one of the draft picks that I think is playing well. I mean, he splashes. He makes mistakes like all middle linebackers. But he plays aggressive. I mean, he's a presence. Every game you look up and he's got a couple big hits. I mean, I really couldn't give you a good play that Quincy Black's had all year aside from when Drew Brees threw him the ball on the five.
I just go back to what you said. What team on our Super Bowl team, what player on this team could – supplant one of those guys to the Super Bowl team other than Rodney Barber taking Rodney Barber's place.
All right. Thanks for the call. I'm just saying, you guys, focus. Don't get caught up in the perception. We're not that talented. If we're not that talented, then who brings in the talent? It's really not that complicated. It's the King David Show on a Monday. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Keep it locked.